The Spartans face Ohio State Sunday afternoon, and we got to commend Joe Rexroad on his detective work this morning. You dug deep and figured out that MSU is the only team in the country to face four ranked opponents in a row in their conference. That's a really interesting detail.
And that, well, now that, of course, if the rankings hold true, but I believe they will, of course, you know, anyone could drop out of the rankings before, like, for instance, before Wisconsin comes. But the way Wisconsin's playing, yeah, that should hold true. And, I mean, you just don't see that very often. There have been years, Tom Izzo pointed out yesterday, there have been years where Michigan State might have played one or two ranked games in an entire Big Ten season, you know. So I think that's really an indication, one of many, of just how strong this conference is this year, the strongest it's been in a long, long time.
I've got to ask you, Joe, just out of curiosity, though, Joe Rexroad, how long did it take you to determine that little stat?
Well, see, you're giving me credit, and actually Matt Larson of Michigan State deserves a credit for that stat.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. See, yes, the sports information director for Michigan State basketball, or the spokesman, I guess, he works for athletic communications, is the one who actually dug that up. So, yes, we have to give him the proper credit.
Okay. Credit where credit is due. Put this Ohio State game in some perspective for us then.
Well, I mean, Michigan State, you know, really can't afford to lose another game if it wants to win the Big Ten, I don't think. I mean, Indiana has two tough games, I guess you could say, but the way Minnesota's playing right now, that's their first road game. They have the weekend off, and they have to go to Minnesota Tuesday night. Minnesota's just playing probably its worst basketball of the season, so really the one decent chance of a loss left on Indiana's schedule is at Michigan at the end of the year. So Michigan State has to win out. It starts with, you know, a very tough game, and the next one after this, after a week off, is at Michigan. So, you know, the chances look slim right now, but it's going to be interesting to see how the Spartans respond. Obviously, Tuesday was a bitter disappointment for this team. I don't think Michigan State played its best, but still had a great chance to win that game and make a couple more free throws, and the Spartans probably do.
Travis, Trice is back in the mix. How big a factor is that?
It's big. I think it's big moving forward, and especially once the team gets into March. You know, really, Michigan State has been playing with six players for sure, and then trying to get some of its other big men in a little more, Matt Costello and Alex Gauna. But Denzel Valentine is the only perimeter sub. I think that has been wearing on, in particular, Keith Appling. Maybe you saw a little bit of that the other night. He just didn't play well. Yeah, you could say maybe it's just that Indiana did a great job against him, or he had an off night. But he's 9-33 in his last three games, and you know, I think that maybe he's wearing down a little bit. So you bring back the backup point guard, and I think it'll allow a little bit more rest for Appling. It'll also allow Appling to work off the ball at shooting guard a little bit, which I think would benefit him at times. So I think once they get Travis Trice, you know, back weaved into the rotation, I really think it will benefit the team.
Looking ahead here, too, I see that the top four teams in the conference get, you know, bye spots in the Big Ten tourney, and the Buckeyes are in fifth place, so this is an important game for Ohio State, clearly, too.
That's true, yes. I mean, you definitely don't want to have to play on that Thursday, and now it's, you know, it used to be, of course, the top five teams would be able to play on Friday, when it was an 11-team league, but now with 12, it's only four teams get the bye. So, yeah, very important. You don't want to have to play on that Thursday. It's very hard to win four games in 4 days. And so, and Ohio State is, you know, a week ago looked really bad and got blown out at Wisconsin, but really, really responded to that by beating Minnesota by 26 points.
Yeah.
And on Wednesday. So
I see, for the first time in its 16-year history, too, the men's basketball tournament has sold out weeks before the event. What do you read into that regarding Big Ten basketball and popularity and the strength of the conference?
Yeah, I think a few things there. You know, it's back in Chicago, and it hasn't been in Chicago since 2007. I think, you know, for example, you know, Wisconsin can bring more fans. I think Illinois, there's a resurgence. But I think the big thing is Indiana coming back, because they'll go anywhere when the team is playing like this. And I think Michigan, too. I think there's just a lot of fan bases that are sort of, you know, revived in terms of their interest. And then you still have your staples of Michigan State and Ohio State. And like I said, Wisconsin's closer to that than to Indy, so you probably have more Wisconsin fans going. So Yeah, I think it's quite a comment on the overall strength and just the fact that several programs and their fans kind of feel good about things this season.
Michigan seems to be struggling as well. They've lost the last four games over a 10-day stretch. Is this young team cracking under their grueling schedule, and what do they need to regroup, do you think? They face Illinois on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they, right, and that's a dangerous game. I mean, you know, Michigan really did not look very impressive, you know, in beating Penn State Sunday. I mean, it was, they were actually tied, you know, midway through the second half of that game. Now, Penn State's been playing well later, but yeah, I do think the schedule got to Michigan. You know, some confidence was reduced in that stretch, especially maybe with some of the young players. So, you know, that team's going to have to get better. I mean, Indiana and Michigan State come to Ann Arbor. I know it's on their home floor, but if the Wolverines aren't playing better by then, I don't know if they'll win those games.
An important factor for the Wolverines will be their inside game. They've been struggling down low with the absence of their redshirt junior, Jordan Morgan. He's back now. He started against Penn State. How do you think Morgan's play will help the Wolverines in the Illinois game?
Yeah, I think, I think he's a big addition. They missed him, I think, more defensively than anything. And, you know, I think Mitch McGarry is their most talented big man, but he's still a freshman, and he looked like a freshman in East Lansing and in a couple other games recently. So I think it's definitely good for them to have Morgan back. And this extra time to rest means that he should be close to 100% by now.
Okay, so they're slowly getting healthier, but we had everybody at practice for the first time in a month yesterday, right?
Fully. I mean, Travis Streich has kind of been in and out doing some things, but he was a full go. And, you know, Gary Harris is rising for powerful dunks, and you would never have guessed that, 2 days earlier his left shoulder had popped out on him again. But it did. It popped out on him early in the second half of the Indiana game and popped back in. So, I mean, he's just back spasms and shoulders, but he's still one of the top freshmen in the country. So, yeah, I mean, as long as he can avoid, I guess, any serious issues with that stuff, and everyone else can, Brandon Dawson can keep coming, and Travis Streich can avoid any shots to the head, then this team might be as healthy as it's been all season here, moving forward.
The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad joins us every Monday and Friday to talk about MSU men's basketball. Joe, have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, Mark. You too. Appreciate it.